As Diana began to gain control over the bulimia, her strength returned, and so did her courage. She planned a confrontation with the other woman in her husband's life.
The voice inside me said, just go for the hell of it. So I sat myself up something awful. This was my big step.
It was the winter of 1989. Charles and Diana were invited to a birthday party for Camilla's sister. Unexpectedly, Diana agreed to attend. Bodyguard Ken Wharf drove the couple to the party.
It was clear that Prince of Wales was unhappy that he was being accompanied by his wife. And I'm sure that Diana probably had a hidden agenda here.
After dinner, Diana noticed Charles had slipped away. She went downstairs and found Charles and Camilla talking to another guest.
I said to the two men, okay, boys, I'm just having a quick word with Camilla, and I'll be up in a minute. And they shot upstairs like chickens with no heads. And I could feel upstairs all hell breaking loose. What is she going to do?
Diana decided this was the moment to make it clear to Camilla that the royal marriage wasn't big enough for both women.
I was terrified of that. And I said, I know what's going on between you and Charles. And I just want you to know that. And she said to me, very interesting, she said to me, you've got everything you've ever wanted. You've got all the men in the world fall in love with you. And you've got two beautiful children. What more would you want? So I said, I want my husband. And I said to Camilla, I'm sorry I'm in the way. And it must be hell for both of you. But I didn't know what's going on. Don't trip me, I can do it.
Tension was high as Wharf drove the royal couple home that night.
I remember in the car that there was a debate between the two of them. Some of it seemed to be fairly hostile.
And in the car on the way back, my husband was over me like a bad rash. And I cried like I've never cried before. And it was anger. It was 7 years of pent-up anger coming out.
Diana called it one of the bravest moments of her entire 10 years of marriage.
And the next morning I woke up and I felt different. Shift. Tremendous shift. I'd done something, said what I felt. But there's still the old jealousy and the anger swirling around, but it wasn't so deathly as it had been before. And that was it, really. It was a big step for me.
There was a different princess in the sense that she'd almost sort of triumphed over something that hitherto had been a huge problem for many, many years. And there was no doubt in my mind that this really signified the ending of a marriage.